President Truman's press and radio conference in the old state building, 5 June, 1952.
I have no announcements this morning. I'm ready for questions.
Mr. President, I have a request from the St. Joseph's News Press down in your state of Missouri. They said that since you said last week you would support Buck Taylor for the Senate, they asked me to inquire whether you're going to support Phil Welch or Phil Donnelly for governor.
I have no comment on that.
No comment.
Mr. President, if we could get on with more politics, Mr. Eisenhower seems to think one party has been in power too long. Comment on that?
I have no comment. That's up to the people to decide that.
You wouldn't want to analyze the speech, though.
No. I'm not running in the Republican pre-convention contest at all.
You think the general spell out the issue, President?
I don't know. I may talk about that later.
Did I get you correct? You're not interested in the Republican pre-convention contest?
No.
What was Tony Rivera's question?
He said, did the general spell out the issues? And I said, I didn't know.
Did the Thunder keep over and ask him this conference today, say what he wanted you to do for him today?
I don't know. He hasn't seen me yet. He's got a right to talk to me about anything he wants to, just as any other senator has, or any other citizen for that matter.
Office said yesterday at his press conference, when asked if he thought you would support his candidacy, he said that you had announced that you would be neutral in the choice of the candidate, and he believed that you would be. Is that so?
That's correct. That's correct.
Sir, can you tell us anything about the steel situation?
No, I have no comment on it.
You plan to use the tap part of all?
No comment.
Would you comment on the Supreme Court decision?
Never.
Mr. President, with that question, when will you comment, sir?
Yes.
Mr. President, you have said that the Supreme Court, that nobody can take away your powers that are inherent in the Constitution. I wonder if you could elucidate that now.
I will at a later date, not today. Best thing for you to do is to read the Constitution of the United States. Can be amended only in one particular, by one method.
Are you intending to, you have in mind a message to Congress on new legislation to handle labor disputes?
No.
There's none?
None in contemplation in the present time.
You think there's any needed?
I don't know.
Do you expect to see any other New England political leaders beside Mr. McGrath on that 2 days?
No, I do not. The Attorney General asked me to spend the night at his farm. I went there to dedicate that, to commission that submarine. And I accepted the invitation. There's no political implications in it whatever, Joe.
Thank you.
Just a social visit.
Is that a commissioning, Mr. President?
I don't know what the proper word to use is, Smitty.
It's a keel laying, sir.
Keel laying, that's what it is. You don't commission them until they're ready to go to sea.
I just wondered if that one had come along a little fast.
This is a key lay, so they tell me. Whatever it is, it's a celebration of the power use of atomic energy, and that's what we've been working on for a long time.
Mr. President, when you said that it was correct that you would remain neutral,
does that word need a definition, Smitty?
No, sir, but I'm just wondering if that goes all the way through the convention or up until the convention.
I'm not making any statements as to the time limit on what my actions will be. I'm a free-born American citizen and delegate to the National Democratic Convention. You wait and see what develops.
As I understand, you said you didn't plan to go.
Not till after the president is nominated.
Mr. President, do you plan to be neutral in favor of people or neutral against
them? Well, now, I think you're straining a point here when I say I'm neutral in this pre-convention campaign, I mean just exactly what I say.
Mr. President, I didn't quite get your answer to the question on going to Dakota. You say you will not go until after the nominations are made
and after the president is nominated.
Well, does that mean you will definitely go?
I intend to go. But I'm not going as a presidential nominee. I'm going as a retiring president of the United States. I like to go to conventions, and I wish I could go straight through this one, but you know I can't. It created disturbance if I'd go there early.
on your assertion that you would go to Chicago after the president is nominated. Did you mean the president is nominated or after the nominee?
After the presidential nominee has been confirmed out there. It will not be the present occupant of the White House. You can be assured of that. Somebody wanted to ask a question.
Well, it was just along that line. In the last few days, several Republicans have charged that you're engaged in a devious plot to re-nominate.
Well, you know, charges of that sort usually originate in warped minds. They'd try to do the same thing if they had the opportunity, and they'd like to charge the man who wouldn't do a thing like that with that sort of action.
Power has apparently become
an
issue between Mr. Taft and Mr. Eisenhower. Do you think air power will be an issue between the Republicans and the Democrats?
No, I do not.
The accuracy of Senator Taft's statement that air power began to decline because General
Eisenhower was chief of staff. I have no comments to make on the quarrels in the Republican Party. They please me very much, but I don't want to get mixed up.
If I can get away from politics for a minute, a group of menswear merchants met up in Rochester yesterday and made a proposal that when you leave the White House, you'd be a good man to be what they call the czar of their industry. And they say that you're the leading style setter for men's clothes. are you looking to work with that guy?
Well, now, I should like for them to read the comments of the English tailors. No, of course not, but then they were working for their own industry. They hoped I'd come over there and probably do the same thing you're asking me to do now, which I don't intend to do in either case.
Mr. President, I have a speech that Representative Jackson of Washington, he's a member of the Joint Atomic Committee, he says today that...
Speak into this thing, Tony.
Representative Jackson said that Russia is making a truly all-out atomic effort while the United States has adopted a halfway program. I just wondered if you had any comment on that, on atomic energy.
No comment. That is a message from the head of one state to the message of another, and it's confidential, and no comment will be made on it.
Have you received a reply?
Not as yet.
Mr. President, Congress is about to wind up action now on the bill which you have criticized in the total amount involved. How adequate do you consider the amount of foreign aid which Congress has?
As soon as I've had a chance to analyze the bill, and when it gets to my desk, I'll comment on it in words that you can understand.
President, have you made up your mind whether to approve or veto the bill giving the commissioner's authority to appoint a recorder?
It hasn't come to my desk yet. I'll act on it when it comes here.
Well, Mr. President, can we interpret the fact that Margaret and Drucy are going to Europe this summer mean that you don't expect war to break out this summer?
That's correct. You don't think I'd let them go if I did anticipate a war to break out? You out of soap?
No, sir. I'd like to ask, if I may, if you regard the victory of Senator Nolan, whose foreign policy is somewhat hostile to yours, the feeling of the people of California are against your foreign policy. He won both Democratic and Republican nominations.
I know nothing about the California situation, but I think we had a very difficult one in 1948 and the Californians came out all right, and they will this time.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome, Smith.